Welcome to the Regarding Leadership Podcast, a podcast around the table. In this podcast, we have conversations and content regarding leadership that is healthy and heartfelt, proven and practical for leaders who are actually leading. I'm your host, Ryan D.B. Kimmel, and I am blessed to have you with us. Let me start by telling you a story, a parable about a mountain climber and a mailman. There was once a beautiful village that rested at the bottom of a mountain. This village was filled with cozy homes and beautiful shops. It had a church. It had a city square. It even had its own post office, which hired only one mailman. This mailman loved his job, and he would deliver the mail on foot each day. He loved his little village. He knew where every home was. He knew the addresses. He knew every street and every sidewalk. He saw it as his village, and he was their mailman. People often said that no one knew the village better than him, and he took pride in that. Well, one day, a mountain climber came through this village because he had heard the mountain was great for climbing. And so he climbed the mountain. He went way up high and eventually reached the top. From the top of the mountain climber sat down to have his lunch. And as he ate, he looked out over the village from high atop the mountain. And lo and behold, he looked down and saw the mailman walking the streets and delivering the mail. He could see the routes and the paths that the mailman took throughout the village. But the mountain climber noticed something. From his view above, he could see a better and more efficient path for the mailman, one that would make delivering the mail both easier and faster. With this new perspective he gained from being so high up, he was excited to come and share this with the mailman. So down the mountain he went, and when he reached the bottom, he went to see the mailman who was already back at the post office. The mountain climber walked in and said, "Mr. Mailman, sir, I saw something I'm eager to tell you about because I think it could greatly help you." The mailman said, "I'm excited to hear whatever it is," and he began to listen with interest, but also a little suspicion. The mountain climber said, "From atop the mountain, with the view I had, I saw the path that you were taking to deliver the mail, and I noticed there was a better route you could take each day, one that would make your job easier and get the mail delivered faster." Furious, the mailman responded, "Who are you to tell me how to do my job? I've loved this village and served it for years. I know these streets and this town better than anyone. How can you, being here only for a day, think you know how to do my job better than me?" The mountain climber replied, "I mean no offense, and I know you work hard, but being outside the village and seeing it from above gave me a perspective you simply can't have from the streets." Angry and blinded by pride, the mailman responded, "I think you'd better be on your way. You do not know the history of this town or the people like I do. I have no interest in hearing your thoughts any further. I've been doing this job long before you arrived, and I'll be doing it long after you leave. Please be on your way. And let me do things the way that I like, my way." The mountain climber, embarrassed because he meant no offense, said, "My apologies, sir. I wasn't trying to tell you how to do your job. I saw something from an angle you couldn't see and thought that, because you love this place and your job so much, that you might want to seek ways to better serve the town that you love so much. But I see now that you don't have ears for this, so I'll leave you to it and I'll be on my way." Now, this little parable is a story I crafted after many years of ministry, playing at different times both the part of the mailman and the mountain climber myself. The lesson here is simply this. Many people who have been doing the same thing for so long, something they love, they sometimes lose perspective and get stuck in their ways. And they don't realize they're stuck in their ways until someone new enters the equation, someone with a new perspective who can look at things from the outside, from above. When it comes to ministry, we can be so immersed in the work that we love that we lose perspective, which is needed to help keep being effective. I've played the part of the mailman, where I've not been open to new ideas. I found a lot of pride and probably too much identity in what I was doing that any new idea felt like a personal attack. But I've also played the part of the mountain climber, coming into something new and with fresh eyes, being able to provide some fresh perspective, only to be told, "We like things the way that they are." So when it comes to the parable of the mountain climber and the mailman, there are four thoughts to consider so we don't make the same error of the mailman whose pride and ownership kept him from better serving the town that he loved. I'm curious what other lessons you gleaned from this parable, but let me give you four that I shared with my staff. The first is this. Number one, have the humility to hear positive suggestions. You know as well as I do, pride gets in the way of us learning about a better way to do something. Yes, it takes humility to hear how you could be better at something that you know how to do and love to do. Leaders, do you have the ears to hear new ideas that didn't come from you? Here's something to write down. Leaders do not have to come up with the best idea, but we do have to recognize them. It's not a leadership failure to not come up with the best idea, but it is a leadership failure not to recognize it when you hear it. The best leaders are willing to make the best change when presented with the best idea. Here's a proverb for you. Pride often makes people deaf, not blind. Here are some actual biblical proverbs. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 9. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be still wiser. Teach a righteous man, and he will increase in learning. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 15 says a wise man listens to advice. Proverbs 15, verse 22 says this, without counsel, plans fail, but with many advisors, they succeed. Do you hear what the Bible is saying? It's telling us a wise man doesn't always have to be the one with the best idea, but a wise man does listen to advice and great ideas. Again, let me summarize this into my own proverb. Pride often makes people deaf, not blind. Pride keeps us from hearing new and fresh ideas that will make us not just more efficient, but more effective in the work to which we are called. So again, the first thought was this: have the humility to hear positive suggestions. And the second is this: have an ownership mentality, not jealous control. Yes, take ownership in your work. As a leader, boss, and manager, I love to see this. But while you are encouraged to have an ownership mentality, beware of jealous control. Jealous control often leads to things like micromanaging, and it keeps you from growing, and it keeps your work from advancing, whatever that may be, but especially if it's ministry. So write this down. Don't let your zeal for your work be the very thing that strangles it. Do not forget Psalm 127 says this, unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Yes, take ownership in your work, but the glory goes to God. Let God lead the way, even if that means you getting out of the way. I've experienced it firsthand. It's humbling when someone comes up with a better plan for what you're leading than what you have. But again, if you love your work, then let it have the best and be the best. And so don't let your zeal for your work become the very thing that strangles it. Back when I was a youth pastor, the youth group I was leading had experienced some tremendous growth. And so a church on the other side of the state asked me to come in, share our story, and do some consulting. And so I gave a presentation to this group of leaders, a mix of church staff and committed volunteers. I shared our story and some of the changes that we made, some things that we did that God used to grow our youth group in terms of ministry, in terms of spiritual depth, and in terms of impact. I got done with the presentation and I said, now let's have a conversation. Let's do a Q&A. What questions do you have? Now, during the entire presentation, I saw this couple, I'm guessing they were married, sitting there with arms crossed, clearly displeased at what I was saying, and even times shaking their heads in disapproval. So it was no surprise to me when they were the first people to ask a question. They immediately go, this isn't really a question. We've been leaders in this youth group for almost 20 years. Everything you're saying, yeah, we've tried that, and our youth group still isn't growing. Now, I was younger then, and so I didn't say what I was thinking. Nowadays, if you'd ask me to do some consulting, I would give you the answer that I'm sure many of you are thinking right now. I should have said, the problem isn't what you're doing. I'm guessing the problem is you two. If that was the attitude you're bringing to this meeting, I can't imagine what your presence is like in youth group. Sure, I may sound harsh and judgmental to you. I'll be the first to say, volunteering in the same ministry for almost 20 years takes a lot of dedication. If you're spiritually healthy, the flip side is this. It might not be dedication. It might be obsession. They came across as territorial, and it led me to think that they were keeping the ministry almost held hostage. In this conversation, I was the mountain climber and they were the mailman. I had a better idea, but no one from the outside was going to think that they knew better than them. My observation was simple. Their zeal was strangling the ministry, and my counsel to them should have been that they need to take a year off and let the ministry breathe away from their presence. I have no doubt that they meant well, and they truly wanted to see the ministry flourish, but their negative attitude and how they led with defeat and doubt would keep any ministry from growing. So again, don't let your zeal for your work be the very thing that strangles it. The point here is have an ownership mentality, not jealous control. This brings us to number three, which is something I wish that couple would have understood. But the third is this: have the understanding that receiving feedback is being responsible. I think leaders have a responsibility to receive feedback, not just an obligation, but a responsibility to solicit feedback and learn from it. Especially when you experience a lot of success or when your ministry really starts to grow, it can be easy to find yourself in an echo chamber or only listen to the voices of undiscerning affirmation. But we need to be receiving feedback because that is a key way to help us grow. And side note, it demonstrates a lot of humility, which is always received well by your employees, teammates, and the people you are serving. Or let me put it like this, and I know this will sound sharp, but write this down. Not being willing to listen is shirking the responsibility to grow and get better. Yes, I think it's negligent to be unwilling to hear and receive feedback. If you're like me, no one is a bigger critic of myself than myself. One of the most painful things I do each week is listen to my own sermon from the week prior. But when I do, I always cringe, number one, but I always learn something about how I can get better the next time. Putting me in the seats of the people I'm speaking to helps me to get better because it forces me to hear what they hear. And so I need to sit in their seats, and it shows me that I need to hear from the people who sit in those seats. A humble person is one who is willing to listen. And while not every piece of feedback is going to be a rebuke, listen to what Proverbs says. Proverbs 17, verse 10. A rebuke goes deeper into a man of understanding than 100 blows into a fool. The idea here is that a humble and wise person is willing to listen, take advice, hear criticism, and understand that other people may just have something helpful to say. In our parable, the mailman loves his city, but he was doing it so long that he thought that he alone was the expert. But let me just tell you from experience, you can unknowingly do the wrong thing for a long time. I'll say that again. You can unknowingly do the wrong thing for a long time. And so again, I think it's a responsibility of leaders and leadership to receive feedback. This leads us to the last lesson from the parable of the mountain climber and the mailman. Number four, have the perspective to know the value and limits of your proximity. The positive is that the longer and closer you are to something, the more familiar you are with it. But the negative is that the longer and closer you are to something, the more blind you become to it. For instance, if I'm writing an article or a research paper, I'm close to it. I'm immersed in it. I'm studied and knowledgeable. But the danger is that I can also become blind to it. In a meta sense, this comes out in how I can become more about defending my thesis than discerning if it's true. And practically, I start seeing what I want to see in my own work instead of what is actually there, such as in spelling and grammar. I'll mean to write the word where, but I forget the H, and I become blind to the misspelling because I know what I mean to say. So I review it with the lens of what I mean instead of what is written. Now, extrapolate those lessons out into our work or ministry. And so, have the perspective to know the value and limits of your proximity. Most of us know this modern day proverb. Sometimes the last person to know the house is on fire is the person in the house. And so, leaders, the closer you are to something, the more immersed you are into something, understand that it is an advantage, but also understand how it can be a disadvantage. Write this down. Being closer to the source is invaluable and a limitation for leadership in your area. I'll say it again. being closer to the source is invaluable and a limitation for your leadership in your area. The mailman was closer to the streets and immersed in his city, and seeing and interacting with the people is what helped him be so beloved. And yet proximity was the very thing that kept him from seeing how things could be better for him and for the city that he loved so much. For leaders who are immersed in our work, we need that outside perspective because of the inherent limitations of our proximity. And so as we close up, let's review. Number one, have the humility to hear positive suggestions. Second, have an ownership mentality, but not jealous control. Third, have the understanding that receiving feedback is being responsible. And fourth, have the perspective to know the value and limits of your proximity. And so, remember the lessons of the parable of the mountain climber and the mailman. And may the stories from this lesson help you to know and grow into the leader that God is calling you to be.
Thanks for listening. If you found this episode helpful, share it with someone today. You can follow Regarding Leadership. Find more episodes wherever you listen to podcasts. Regarding Leadership is brought to you by Round the Table, a ministry of Peace Church in Middleville, Michigan.